Welcome to Fatima and the Family, a joint presentation of EWTN and the Fatima Family Apostolate. This apostolate was founded at the encouragement of the Pontifical Council for the Laity. And now the director and founder of the apostolate and your host for Fatima and the Family, Father Robert J. Fox.
Welcome to this series of the Fatima Family Apostolate. The past six programs, we have had various couples, husbands and wives as guests in this series to give you an idea of what they think and what they're doing to actually put into effect our charter of the Fatima Family Apostolate, which has been approved by the Vatican's Pontifical Council of the Family. In fact, the Cardinal Prefect of that council wrote the preface to our charter. And when we put this apostolate together, our Bible, our guidelines, it was what the Pope wrote when he put together Familiaris Consortio, the role of the Christian family in the modern world. And when the Pope wrote this book, he had the aid of a world synod of bishops on the family, because it was realized the great crisis that family life is in today. And it goes way back to President Carter's administration when he held meetings at the White House on the family. They could not even agree on a definition of what the family is. That's how sad the situation is today. But I can tell you, the official Catholic Church has no problem in defining what is the family. All you need to do is get this book by the Pope, which is our Bible of the Fatima Family Apostolate. And accompanying it is a beautiful artistic consecration of the family to the Holy Family. And that, of course, was also submitted to the Pontifical Council for the Family to make sure that our devotions and our theology is correct. We in the Fatima Family Apostolate, we just feel so honored the blessings God has given us, and through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And, you know, when we have our Fatima family groups, if you look in the charter, what they're really supposed to do when husbands and wives, a group of them, come together, they should have a little statue of our Blessed Mother and light a candle during their meeting, during their prayers and discussion. Now, candle, of course, is a sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit in their midst. And we're going to be making available little statues of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, just like the one you see here, about 24 inches tall, which is going to be possible in the near future for our families to obtain. It would be beautiful if our Fatima family apostolate groups would get a statue like this, made of fiberglass, by the way, to have in their homes. This apostolate, as I talk to you now, began about 12 years ago. It has already gone international. You know, we are not living in times of faith. Immortal souls are being lost. Eternity is a long time, and souls are going to hell. Our Lady of Fatima made that very explicit. She actually showed the three little children the vision of hell, and Lucia said, if we had not been promised by Our Lady from heaven that we would go to heaven, that terrible vision of hell, I think we would have died on the spot. You know, I hear from parents so often, broken-hearted, how their children have grown careless in the faith or given up the faith. Why is this? When I was a young priest, newly ordained, you never hardly ever heard about this. What has happened in our times? Well, heaven foresaw all the terrible things that was coming in our times, and that's why Our Lady came to Fatima to call us back to the Gospels, to call us back to her Son. Now, this crisis of faith is all over the world, not just the United States. I've been to Portugal, Mexico, Poland, Australia on behalf of this apostolate, and I hear the same problems exist in all of these countries. And this ought not surprise us, because Our Lady said the errors of Russia would spread to all the nations of the world. Now, that doesn't mean just communistic government. It meant essentially a lack of spirituality. It meant a lack of faith. It meant the spirit of materialism and atheism. These are the errors of Russia that would come primarily out of Russia, spread throughout the world if we did not heed her call to return to her Son, Jesus Christ, in the Gospels. The world did not heed, and that's why we're having the crises of faith today. But you know one thing that has really kept me going all these years? Whenever I have moments of temptation to discouragement, I would hear Our Lady say, in the end, my immaculate heart will triumph. Now, we don't sit and wait for Jesus and Mary to bring about this triumph of the hearts of Jesus and Mary. They want to use us. Jesus and Mary intend to use us to return Christianity to our homes. Now let's go back quickly and review the Fatima events which have led to the Fatima family apostolate. It begins with three very normal children, little shepherd children. Their ages, it starts with the angel, not with Mary. And their ages at the time are 6, 8, and 9. Jacinta, Francisco, their brothers. And they are first cousins of Lucia, who was 9 years old at the time. As I talk to you now, Lucia is still living. She's a Carmelite nun. Now, they were normal little children. They had heard their shape. The days would pass quickly. They would play their games. One game was called Buttons, and Francisco would play his flute, and when they would leave home in the morning, their mothers would say, now, see that you say the rosary today. You know, at first, they took a very short way of saying that rosary. They would just go, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary. They didn't say the whole Hail Mary. They could get through it very quickly and then get back to their play. So you see, they were very, very normal children. They used to have a cave, and a cabezo. And among the rocks in a cave where they loved to play. And one day in the spring, 1916, all of a sudden, an angel appeared to them, bright like the sun shining through crystal, Lucia said. And the angel said, fear not, I am the angel of peace. And then the angel bowed its countenance right down to the ground, and the children imitated the angel and did the very same thing. And the angel said, my God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love you. The angel said it 3 times. You know, but Fatima, things always happen in threes. Again, heaven does nothing for nothing. It's getting across the message. 3 persons, 1 God. And then the angel said, pray like that. The hearts of Jesus and Mary are attentive to the voice of your supplications. Now, I want to tell you about the facts. The appearance of the angel. Angel appeared 3 different times. The effect the angel had on them. They felt annihilated. They were so weakened physically, they could not walk for hours. And they only came to their senses hours later and realized it was getting dark, so they had to hurry and get the sheep together and go home. It imposed such a silence on them that for days they could not talk about it. Well, then, a couple months later at the well, the angel appears again. And the angel says, what are you doing? Pray a great deal. The hearts of Jesus and Mary have designs of mercy for you. Offer up prayers and sacrifices to the Most High. And Lucia asked, how are we to make sacrifices? And the angel said, make everything you do a sacrifice as an act of reparation for the sins by which God is offended, and supplication for the conversion of sinners, and accept and bear with submission the suffering sent you by our Lord. And actually said, to praying like this, offering sacrifices, they could bring conversion to their country. In this series, you notice the words, the hearts of Jesus and Mary have designs of mercy for you. You know, I've gone to Fatima for decades now, taken thousands of youth there, had retreats, and over the years, I come to a fuller realization of what this message is all about that the popes have called a reaffirmation of the Gospels. And so in this Fatima movement, I have moved simply from dealing with youth, with young people, to the total family. And incidentally, while the angel and Our Lady starts with little children, it also transformed their mother and dad and their entire family. And so what has happened here, moving from the youth to the total family, is something like what happened to the Santos and Martos family. I'm praying that many across the United States, Australia, wherever this is seen, that many will be forming Fatima family apostolate groups, small groups. Just if you should have mother and dad, yourself, and just one other couple to start with, and pretty soon add a second, a third, a fourth couple. That's all it takes. You know, the first prayer cell or group was the children themselves. Our Lady was their leader, and they would meet at that well to pray. The third apparition of the angel comes in September. And suddenly the angel came, and the angel is holding a chalice and holding a host, and from the host, drops of the precious blood of Jesus are falling down into the chalice. And I've explained in other programs that what is being taught here is that the Holy Eucharist is both sacrifice and sacrament. And when the angel left that Holy Eucharist suspended in the air and bowed his countenance down to the ground, children did exactly the same. And the angel always said these prayers three times. O Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrageous, sacrilegious indifference by which he is offended, by the infinite merits of Jesus Christ, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg the conversion of poor sinners. Then the angel got up, took the host and the chalice, gave Holy Communion to the three children, the first Holy Communion for Jacinta and Francisco, and Lucio writes that in receiving Holy Communion, great peace and joy overtook them. They felt entirely immersed in God. Well, then you go through all the winter months. That was from September 1916. Go through all the winter months until you get to May in 1917. Now, the children are going to grow in spirituality tremendously from September to the next May. In fact, at Mass at the parish church of Fatima, St. Anthony's Church, when the rest of the people had left, they would remain in church and go on their knees in penance. and they would be adoring our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. The angel has prepared them. The angel always precedes the coming of our Lord or the coming of our Lady. And so in May, it was May 13th, the feast of Our Lady of the Holy Eucharist. They were playing, herding their sheep, and they were just coming down the hill where the Basilica of Fatima rests now, just coming down that hill, and suddenly saw a flash of light. They thought it was lightning, so they better get their sheep together and go home. It's going to rain. But then here, they got to the bottom of the hill, and a little home oak tree, about 39 inches high, they saw a most beautiful lady, brighter than the sun. "Where are you from?" "I am from heaven. What do you want of me?" "I want you to keep coming here on the 13th for the next 6 months." And then Our Lady said, "Do you wish to offer up to God all the sufferings that He wants to send you in reparation to God and for the conversion of sinners?" And Lucy answers for all three, "We do. Go then, for you will have much to suffer, but my Immaculate Heart will be your refuge." You know, popes have, every pope since 1930, when Fatima was approved, has said that Fatima is a reaffirmation of the Gospels. And the present Holy Father said, Fatima has imposed itself upon the Church in every country. He's been visiting the countries of the world, as you well know. And every country that the Pope has visited, he has consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. On May 13th, the first time she appeared, as soon as she opened her hands like that, and light emanated from her, and they were just immersed in that light, and they saw themselves in the light, and the light was God, and she led them to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. They fell down and their countenance to the ground. "My God, my God, I adore you. I love you in the most blessed sacrament." From the very first, she led them to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. You know, Fatima is permeated with the Holy Eucharist. It begins with the Holy Eucharist. It ends with the Holy Eucharist. Now, I've written a book called Rediscovering Fatima, and one of the chapters is entitled The Fourth Seer of Fatima. It's Father Farmigone. And Jacinta, when she was dying in the Lisbon hospital, asked to see him. Our Blessed Mother had a message for this priest, theologian. And, you know, the government was not friendly to the Church at that time in Portugal. He was afraid to go. But through Mother Gaudine, a nurse, she left the message for this priest. And he was supposed to found this order, Sisters of a Sorrow of Reparation. And if you go to Fatima today, sometimes they're called the Blue Sisters, they have perpetual adoration, night and day, 365 days of the year. Those nuns are there adoring Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. When Bishop Venancio, who is dead for some years now, is a friend of mine, when he took the so-called Fatima secret to the Pope in 1916, when he got back home, the first thing he did was to authorize that perpetual adoration of the Blessed Sacrament by those sisters was to begin in the Cova de Aria. Well, you know, sacred scripture is permeated with the Eucharist. If you really understand what the Eucharist is, already the Old Testament and then the New Testament, the Old Testament leading up to the New Testament. And so it is with Fatima. Well, in June, the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Our Lady comes and she appears with her Immaculate Heart. And she tells the children that she's going to take Jacinta and Francisco to heaven soon. And she showed her Immaculate Heart, pierced with thorns, outraged by the sins of humanity. And she said she wants reparation. And when Lucia discovers that her two cousins are going to die soon, she says, will I be left here all alone? And will that make you sad? My immaculate heart will always be your refuge. And so Sister Lucy, a Carmelite nun, is still living in the world today. She's 90 years old now, still of good mind. And incidentally, I've got documents and letters of Sister Lucia that have never been published. I have them translated in English, but I cannot publish that book until she has died, and the name of the book is going to be The Intimate Life of Sister Lucia. So don't write for it. Not yet. You know, devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary is not merely a piety or a devotion. What it means is really living the authentic Catholic life. And that's what, if you really get into this apostolate, Fatima Family Apostolate, and get our charter, and get the Marian Manual, and really get into it, you will find out that is what is about. How to live a real authentic Catholic life, husbands and wives, and then to pass this faith on to your children. Many good parents today, they recognize something is very wrong. You heard that from the couple that we have interviewed, the secularization of society. What is happening to the family? Civilization, as we have known it, is endangered. I don't have to spell that out for you people. You know how there's been a lack of solid religious education, forced sex education upon our children. This is diabolic. A lot of our young people who have left the church never have discovered the true face of Catholicism. Often they've been taught incompletely. You know, be kind, be good, and how often can you hear that? Without getting down to the nitty-gritty of our faith. And when some of them don't want to go to Mass, they don't know what the Mass is. That is the sacrifice of the cross perpetuated. You think if they realize who Jesus Christ is, my Lord, God, and Savior, and that He offers His death, perpetuates His death, and the sacrifice of the cross at every Holy Mass, and they really receive Him in Holy Communion to receive an increase of grace, to grow in holiness, to have a happier place of glory in heaven for all eternity. And if one were to fall on his knees and pray uninterrupted for 70 years without a distraction, that would not equal the value of one Mass. If they really understood all of these basic teachings, you think they would find it difficult to go to Mass? Do you think they would want to leave the church? Because the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist does not exist in the thousands of Christian denominations. The 1980 Church Book of World Religions listed over 18,000 different kinds of Christian churches. There's only one Catholic church. It goes back 2,000 years, founded by Jesus Christ Himself. I one time heard the late Cardinal Wright say, if we teach the dogmas of the faith, the morals will take care of themselves. Now, if our young people really understood what the Mass is, what the Holy Eucharist is, what the Holy Communion is, what the sacraments are, what confirmation is, what baptism does to us, put the indelible seal of Jesus Christ in our soul when we enter into a covenant with Jesus Christ, and then sealed even more profoundly in confirmation, and realize all of these sacraments and the infinite adoration and worship that goes to God the Father at every Holy Mass. You think they could live the morals that they live today? I have met young people, teenagers, young adults, fornication, whatever. It's not a sin. Drugs is not a sin. Nothing's a sin. Nonsense. So you can see why the Cardinal says that if they knew the dogmas of Catholicism, the morals would take care of themselves. Well, we have to teach the morals too. But they would know then why they must live an authentic, good, Catholic Christian life. Now, in the Fatima Family Apostolate, the parents meet together occasionally to support one another. that has abundant tools that we've been talking about in these series, and the series are all approved by the church. You don't worry if you get something from our apostolate. It's going to be the authentic Catholic faith. I really encourage you to form a Fatima Family Apostolate group. And God bless you.
This has been Fatima and the Family. For more information, contact the Immaculate Heart Messenger magazine at 1-800-721-MARY. And please join us again next time for Fatima and the Family here on EWTN, Global Catholic Radio.
Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart of Jesus, today I wish to live in you, in your grace, in which I desire at all costs to persevere. Keep me from sin and strengthen my will by helping me to keep watch over my senses, my imagination, and my heart. Help me to correct my faults, which are the source of sin. I beg you to do this, O Jesus. Through Mary, your Immaculate Mother. Amen.